It's funny that my calls come and go in cycles. For a while there, if I wrote about cum eating, a minor riot would get going in the comments section, with everyone begging me to shove a fat chiswad down their throats. Then it was the cocksuckers. Good Lord. If I had a dollar for every boy begging me to send him to the glory holes to be my cock or... Oh, wait. I think I got several dollars for that. Well, right now we're in a cuckold phase. Everyone wants to talk about where their wives were last night and what's going to happen when she comes home. I suppose writing about beta bitch cuckolds probably has something to do with stirring up all the cucky boys, but I have to admit, I'm getting kind of excited by all these calls. See, cuckolding is a very complex kink. Cuckolding isn't even necessarily something a man is happy about. It's more confusing than anything. But his cock doesn't care whether he's happy about it or not. His cock is just sticking up and demanding attention. And the more he gives in to the cock, the more his cuckold fetish is pressed into his heart and mind. I have to admit that I like fucking with a cuckold. I get a perverse pleasure knowing that while his dick is hard, he'll be all excited and horny. But as soon as he comes, the shame and conflicted feelings descend. I'm sure that makes me a cold-hearted bitch, but I can't help what gets me excited. After all, it's not my fault cuckolds stayed up late at night playing with their Peter, looking at stuff they had no business looking at on the internet. I'm not the one who made them a cuckold. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.